Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us today on Power Your Life, and hope everybody is handling the challenges that we're facing in hopefully an optimistic way and being able to get through this. And it's a wonderful day to actually introduce someone who's going to talk about how we can get through this and also talk about what you need in your business to be able to move forward even in unsettling times like these. And I'm talking about Janice Coleman, who's an executive and career coach, a speaker and a trainer, as well as a lover of people. And she's always preparing people to perform by providing customized training, keynote speeches, career coaching, as well as innovative events. And she's doing this now with her new book, 26 Doses of Career Triage. With over a decade of experience in information technology, Janice has led teams of IT professionals in the greater Philadelphia region and has transitioned into the education and training industry to leverage her technical experience in leadership, communication, as well as team building. Janice has also helped executive leaders as well as their teams be more viable partners to their business counterparts in their unique industries. And she's also worked with prestigious outplacement firms such as CCI and Wright Management Associates. She's also helped professionals increase their value as well as improve their career outlook in a most powerful way. And Janice has influenced and inspired thousands to embrace the best version of themselves, which has yielded many successes with measurable results across a wide variety of corporations as well as nonprofit organizations. Welcome, Janice Coleman. How are you?
I am awesome, Joanne. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show today.
It's my pleasure. And, you know, you and I have talked a little bit yesterday, but it's so important for businesses and individuals. Many businesses right now are really suffering due to what's going on with everything in the pandemic. And they need hope. They need this triage, so to speak. And I want to really focus on that. But also what you have to offer, because you do so much with so many things and people. And I remember being privileged to be in one of your presentations where we were talking about innovation. And I think that's very apropos today, too, in many industries and businesses. So tell us a little bit, firstly, about the title of your book, why you came up with that title, and a little bit about what that means, especially in these times.
Okay, well, thank you so much. My book, 26 Doses of Career Triage, is based on a body of work that I have been doing for 21 years in the space of career management. Now, alongside of career management, of course, I'm training and providing keynote speeches and executive coaching, but the bulk of my work is actually in the career management space. And so as I looked at what I had been doing with my clients over the years, I realized that it had the similitude of what happens when somebody goes into an emergency room. And, you know, you have the triage intake where they ask you a lot of questions and identify what your symptoms are and sort the severity of your symptoms and then determine what the treatment will be. And so as I looked at how I had the opportunity to work with my clients, that's basically what I do in the career space in order to help them, help my clients to find the job they love and to find the job that loves them. Identify what's going on with them, talk about what it is they want to do, and move them towards success. And so that's where the title comes from. And it's 26 doses because it's based on the alphabet. So from A to Z, there's a little bit from A to Z. And so that's why it's 26 doses of career triage.
I love it. And I don't think we're going to be able to get to all 26, but I want to focus in on a few of these, especially these doses, especially as they are pertinent right now for what many businesses, especially small businesses right now, are going through with the pandemic and challenges with finances and accommodating people in terms of how people can be in their businesses and physically and so forth. So let's delve into a few of these. Okay, one is attitude. We'll start with A.
Right. Well, attitude, we know everybody, we've heard this a million times, your attitude determines your altitude. And in the midst of what everybody is calling the pandemic, I actually have adopted the phrase plandemic.
I love
so
it.
So if you have the pandemic inside of you, this determines your attitude. So everything you measure by what's going on around you and the narrative that everyone is giving. And so the attitude is actually your direction. So in nautical terms, attitude means the direction of the ship. So if the captain says, what's the attitude of the ship, that means what is the direction? East, west, southwest, southeast, northeast, northwest. So the question becomes, where are you directed with regard to your attitude? So even with regard to all the world crises, I look at it from the standpoint of it being the plandemic versus the pandemic. So how are you going to come out of this? What are you planning while you're in the midst of what's going on? What is your attitude? What is your direction? And so for whether it's a business owner, small business owner, large company, an employer, or even an employee, we have to focus on our attitude, which sets our sail. So it's not the waves and it's not the wind, it's how the sail is set that's going to determine where the ship is actually going to go.
You know, that's so very important because many people, especially in this time frame, are feeling devastated, angry, upset, kind of lost, whatever. And yet, we need to move beyond that, and we need to be able to see, like you're talking in terms of a ship and sailing on our direction, and be able to know how we're going to move forward, and do so with a sense of optimism and hope and. And I also think with innovation, too, because I think that now more than ever, we need new ways of doing our business.
And
so let's talk.
I've always said this with regard to everything you just said. Always say this, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be broken. And so when you think about it from the standpoint of innovation and your attitude, being uncertain creates fear for everybody. And regardless to who you are or how long you've been in the marketplace or, you know, whether you're, you know, approaching the marketplace, you're a brand new graduate out of college and you come into this world of uncertainty, you have to be able to find certainty to which to anchor yourself so that you can have an attitude of being able to be innovative, to be flexible, and to be able to have that right, have an attitude that's going to move you forward versus stymie you and keep you in the place where you are. It's a really big challenge that everybody is facing, the whole world. It would be one thing if it were a gender or with an age group or if it was a particular culture, ethnic group that was dealing with this, but this is the whole world. And you know, those who have certainty or those who display certainty will be the ones who can lead us out of the situation we're in, maybe not necessarily in the physical sense, but at least from the way we think about what it is we're dealing with.
You know, I think that's so true. So how does one actually anchor themselves in this time when often they don't feel that there's an anchor? They don't feel that there's a direction right now. There's a lot of confusion as to what's next. A lot of people don't feel that they have a sense of control, especially now in terms of their future and their direction of their business. How and what do they need to do specifically to anchor themselves in their businesses and their careers?
Well, you know, one of the things, and you probably have heard, many people who are on this call have probably heard of Tony Robbins before. He always talks about deciding. You know, you got to decide. And there are only a few things that we can control in this world, and none of them are outside of ourselves, right? We can only control what we think, how we feel, and what we do. That's the only thing we can control, because everything else is given to, you know, what other people are doing and the narrative and all that kind of stuff. So those are the only things we can control. So we really have to make a decision. We have to make a decision. And once we've made that decision, then we have to seek wisdom and understanding maybe from someone who displays a certainty, and identify a few things that we can use to begin to lift ourselves out. It didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to be undone overnight, if that makes sense. But at least we can gain some certainty and start to put in place some things that can help us to move to a more certain, more confident space. You know, success leaves clues. So if you see someone who's successful, hey, I don't care, you know, if they're on, you know, there's more than enough YouTube and there's, you know, you got Dr. Joanne White, you have all these great things. Identify somebody who's successful and start to, you know, move the way they move. Success leaves clues. And so if they did this and eventually they succeeded, I can do that. I may not get the magnitude of their results, but I may get better results than what I'm getting. So we have to decide. That's the first thing. And then create a strategy or a plan that's going to begin to move us one step at a time. And then be patient with ourselves. We have to be patient.
I love it.
Because it didn't happen overnight. It's not going to change overnight.
Right. And you know what? People are not always patient. It's like,
right.
Now.
I know. I know.
Right?
So
what are you doing?
Excuse me?
I was going to say, so what are you doing specifically with your clients and your, you know, in your business, in terms of both anchor and attitude and having some kind of plan and direction? How do you operate in this time?
Well, you know, I have, as I mentioned before, the bulk of my business is around career management. And I have my own career practice, which is Career Triage. That's my signature program. And I also partner with an international outplacement firm and support them and their clients. And so between my practice and their practice, I support a little over 60 people on a kind of on a rolling basis, because, you know, they're going to roll off and then more are going to roll in. But I'm helping 60 people generally on an ongoing basis to get themselves postured for the next. If they're in career transition, if they've lost their job, if they've been laid off, we're looking for. And so, you know, what I tell them, one of the first things that I always say is, I know it's hard. I know it's challenging. You thought this job was going to be forever. But there is life after layoff. There really is. You know, and I give them a sense of hope, because I've been through it. At one point in my life, both my husband and I were laid off within 30 days of each other. So we went from two full-time incomes to zero. And we lived to tell the story. So there's life after layoff. And then,
you know,
I just help. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think that's so important right now. There's hope and life after what we're all going through globally with this, right? And that's so key what you're talking about, because we do need a sense of hope. We have to be able to look at what's going on and know, and with a sense of hope and focus and direction, that we're going to get through this, that it may seem sometimes impossible, but we're going to get through this. And I think that that's what hope does, too. It helps us sustain ourselves so that we can move forward. I want to focus a little bit more on a few of the 26 doses of career triage. So why don't you choose one that...
Well, I just absolutely love the attitude, you know. So there is definitely not a self-help book or professional development book that does not talk about attitude. So if the alphabet didn't start with attitude, I would have figured out some word that would have meant attitude to start it with. But you know, the thing that I think comes right after attitude, right, you know, as a B, is bravery. Because we do have to be brave. If you are a business owner, if you are, you know, if you're a person, an employee, but or a person who's leading a household, you have to be brave. Moves that you have to move, because, okay, I talked about making a decision, but you have to be brave to make the decision, because decision may mean that you're going to have to do and or be somebody that you may have always wanted to be, or you may have always wanted to do, but now is the time. Now is the time. You have to be brave. And I think an old Western wise man, John Wayne, said, courage is being afraid and saddling up and doing it anyway. And so... you know, and that's what we have to do, because everybody's in their own space, and a lot of us are trying to reach out and help other people. But we know that when we are on a plane, and when everybody, you know, be more free to get back into flying and traveling, when they give us instructions on the plane, the first thing they tell us to do is to put the oxygen mask on ourselves first. Because you can't help anybody else until you've helped yourself. And so bravery is so important. You know, fear comes, but bravery means, again, saddling up and doing what you know to do anyway. And it's hard. It is emotionally draining. It is psychologically draining. It is physically and spiritually draining when you have to do this on a daily basis. But we as a nation, we as a world, we as a people, we're really going to come through this. The question becomes, you know, how we're going to come through it. And I would like to see everybody on this call and all the people that I support to come through it knowing that they did their absolute best And even in the midst of maybe not doing everything they could, do what they can. So
you know, I love the fact that you talked about bravery, because many people don't feel very brave right now. There's, like you said, there's a lot of fear and a lot of concern, and having to jump through hoops that they haven't needed to do before. But yes, we need that. We need that to be able to help ourselves move forward. And yeah, it has to be daily. So what if it has to be daily? And I don't know why you've gone off. I don't know what's happened in your place there, but we're still going on. So we'll hope that you have called back, Janice. There may be some complications in your area with rain or whatever, but here you are again. And so I was just talking about, don't know why you went off, but I said there may be complications in your area with
my earpiece dropped. I'm back.
Okay, good. So, yes, we need to be brave, and we need to really shift, you know, work with our attitude and our bravery, because it's so very important in these times.
It is.
What else?
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, what else from your 26 doses do you want us to focus on today that's really essential? They're all essential,
They're all essential. That's why, you know, the book is really laid out so that a person would read through the entire book, and then there are certain directions you can go in depending upon where you really are in your career. And the book is laid out in such a way that you can pick and choose. So read through all 26 and then pick and choose on the ones you're going to focus on for a particular given amount of time. But another one, which is high up on the scale, I believe now more than ever, is health. Because when you think about what's going on with so many people now, a lot of us are isolated, if not from the entire world, you know, especially if you live by yourself. If not from the entire world, you're isolated from the norm of engaging people in your workplace, and, you know, as you travel and you go and you meet people and you do things, a lot of us are isolated. And so we have to be very mindful of our health. A lot of us are now, those of us who would be in the office walking around doing this and that, we're now sedentary. We're sitting down so long. And if we're not aware of our, you know, maintaining our strength, our health, both physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, you know, and spiritually, when we do come through this, the next uprising of, you know, support and industries will be that of, you know, not only healthcare, but also a lot of things around counseling and all of these, because people will be so in a different space, if that makes sense. So taking care of our health is very important. Ensuring that we are eating well doesn't mean we eat lavishly. It doesn't mean that we skimp on eating, but eating well, eating balanced meals and getting the exercise we need and staying in contact with people, even if we're not physically with them, you know, giving them a call. I can't even tell you how zoomed out I am. Joy, I'm so zoomed out, you know.
I know.
But staying connected with people, and, you know, because emotionally, I even wanted to not go to supermarkets because it was just psychologically draining for me.
Not only that, it's exhausting going to supermarkets.
Yes.
It's psychological.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that the other day, and I thought, I went early in the morning, and it feels so, like you said, draining. And you know what else is important? Like you talked about in our businesses, that we're not being able to be in our businesses, for many of us, the same way. But also, we're not connecting with a lot of people that support us, even family members who are, you know, distant.
Right.
My family did a virtual Thanksgiving for a little bit because we're all over the country, and it was impossible to do that. So I think what you said, you need to reach out, even if it's through Zoom or Skype or phone calls or whatever, you have to connect, because that sense of isolation does really interfere with our feelings of well-being and our health. So
just let me add this to that, you know, the engagement with people and being with people can be challenging, because we know of the dangers of the COVID virus. But even from a psychological standpoint of writing a card, putting it in an envelope, putting a stamp on it, and putting it in the mail, you know, psychologically, that uplifts us, that increases our serotonin, you know, which is a calming, soothing, chemical that's released in our body. So even that is helpful, being mindful of other people and sending somebody a text message, or somebody you know may be isolated, that bringing health to them brings health to us. So, you know, looking at it from a circumspect standpoint, I think can help to extend health across the board with everyone.
You know, I think it's so very important, because we need connections as human beings. We are social people. So anyway, like what you said, the texting and the notes, the cards, any way that you can do that, that's safe, that helps uplift others, as well as what you said, also uplifts ourselves, is so very essential. And do it on as often as you can. I call up friends and tell jokes just to get people laughing and smiling.
Yeah, I did get one of your jokes last night. I got one of your jokes last night.
Do not repeat it, but yes.
You funny.
I think, again, you don't have humor on here, but for me, being able to be light and get people in out of their heaviness into a lighter frame of mind is essential. So what about another dose that we need today, especially now?
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about time, okay, because time really is of the essence, okay, and what my favorite, in the 26 doses, for each of the doses, I share a quote that I feel could be relevant with that particular dose, and I'm going to read the quote for time, because it's one of my absolute favorite quotes in all the world. And it's by Dr. Benjamin Mays, who was the president of Morehouse College when Dr. Martin Luther King was a student there. And Dr. Mays wrote this poem called God's Minute. He says, "I've only got a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me, can't refuse it. I didn't seek it, I didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give an account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it."
Wow.
And it's such a powerful, powerful concept, because time really is not ours. It's not. And, you know, the time that we get, every day that you put your feet on the floor, and this was even before the pandemic happened, I would always say, any day you put your feet on the floor is a blessing, and everything after that is gravy. Because we don't know when we're going to take our last breath. And it has nothing to do with COVID. It's the reality. We don't know. And so what is it that we're doing with the time And that's why I call this the pandemic. What are we doing with the time that we are experiencing right now? If, in fact, our jobs have shifted and we're no longer employed, what are we doing with the time to reach out to people, to take care of ourselves, and to put ourselves in a better situation with regard to our career, whether it's taking a class, going, you know, enrolling in school, reading books, creating a new resume, you know, completing some applications? What are we doing with the time? Which can work for some people, but then, you know, it's not going to work for you for long because we only have a minute with 60 seconds in it. And so time is so important, and I would hope that we realize, and I'm thinking about this because everybody has 168 hours in a week, everybody. And so if I use my 168 hours to the best of my ability and somebody else wastes their 168 hours, you know, they sleep and do whatever, but a lot of their valuable time, their time that they're awake, they don't do anything purposeful with it, but then they fall short on their goals, then they're reaching out to somebody else who may have been purposeful with their 168. But now, because they have wasted maybe 20, they're trying to find somebody else's 20 to fill. They're trying to use other people's time. Everybody has 168 hours, the rich person and the poor person. The question becomes, how are we leveraging that? So during this time, during this experience that we're all having, time, that's just so very important.
You know, I think that's true. I've been working with a few people coaching and counseling, and they're feeling like, well, what do I do each day, even if I'm not? So time and a sense of purpose with your time. So I've said to two people this past week, plan your days. Even if they're not what you were doing before, have some kind of game plan so that you have – you like what you're saying, Janice, utilizing your time and feeling purposeful, which is key to again, our sense of health and emotional health and our well-being. So I love what you're saying. I love this book. I haven't seen a book like this yet because I think that, and again, you wrote this before what was going on with COVID. And yet it's so apropos for all of us, not just for business people, mm-hmm. but for all of us, and can really help us get through this time with grace. So tell our listeners how they could get a hold of this book, how they could get a hold of you, Janice, and find out so much more about who you are and all the wonderful things that you do.
Well, you can get a hold of this book via Amazon. So it's out there on Amazon. So you can get a hold of it there. If you wanted an autographed copy, then you have to come through me, which is a whole other dynamic. I can be reached at janice@janicecoleman.com. And if you're in the career transition, which doesn't necessarily mean you're laid off, but you may be looking to build and fortify yourself as a professional, because guess what? When this changes, we all have to be ready and we all have to have changed. Jack Welch said, change before you have to. And so,
right.
You know, for those of us who are not postured for change, it's on us. And so the question becomes, how are we going to do it? So, you know, I help people to navigate change in their careers, with their businesses and things like that, to be successful and to come out ahead of the game, having won the day and won the week and even win the year. Because this is the last, so to answer, the book is on Amazon, and then you can reach me by janice@janicecoleman.com. But then I want to say this. You know, this has been a different year for everybody, right? But the game is won in the last quarter. It doesn't matter what you did in the first, second, third quarter in any game, not until the buzzer of the buzzer rings in the last second of the last quarter that the game is really determined. So I would say for anybody who's listening to us now, Joanne, anybody, you can still have a win. It may not necessarily be the big thing that you thought it was going to be when January 1st of 2020, you know, 2020 vision and all that happened in January 1st. It may not be, but let's draw a line in the sand right now and step over that line and say for the next 29 days, this is what it's going to mean to me, because 2021 is coming. And so I'm going to win for the next 29 days. I'm going to not wait until January 1st for New Year's resolutions, which do not work.
Right.
but we know January 15th, most of those New Year's resolutions have been broken, thrown in the can and all that stuff, right? Between now and December 31st, 2020, how can I win? How can I win? What am I going to write down that's going to mark me as a winner coming of this pandemic? How am I going to do this? Because when 2021 comes, we want to have our sails set and moving forward.
Beautiful and so very important. And so for any of us who feels that they've been slacking over the last three quarters, yes, now's the time.
And remember, Joanne Janet, called, said you were slacking. I didn't say it. Joanne said it.
I said, if you feel.
Right. Oh.
You may not be slacking, but if you feel you are or you were, right?
Yeah.
Janice, you are incredible. Janice Coleman, thank you so much for all that you do,
mm-hmm.
for all your wisdom, for this great book, and for helping so many people. And thank you for being on the Power Your Life show.
Joanne, thank you. And I just wish for you and for those in your audience a powerful remainder of the year. Finish strong. Finish strong. You know, lean into the tape. I'm all about all of these analogies because you can feel it. You feel the analogy when I say it, right? Lean
yes.
into the tape and just do everything you can to make the rest of this year rememberable in the way you want it to be remembered, because 2021 is coming. And we've got to stay strong, and we've got to get it done. We've got to finish strong.
Yes, we
so
do.
Congratulations
and guess
to you on everything you're doing.
We will, right? We will.
Yes, we
Thanks
will.
Again.
Yes.
Have
you're
a beautiful
Thank
day.
Thank you, Joanne. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So think about all of the powerful wisdom that Janice has imparted today and really utilize that. Take a look at your life. Take a look at your business, at your careers, and throughout all of this, don't give up. We still have the opportunity to soar and to move forward. And I truly recommend that you get this book, Career Triage, and this book, 26 Doses of Career Triage, because it really can help you with all of the 26 things that you need to do, the attitude. I'm not going to go through all of them, but really, this is a game changer, and we need it. And if you want to get a hold of me, I'll give you the short version. Go to docwhite.org and know that each and every one of us has the opportunity to take a step forward, two steps, even three steps forward into empowering ourselves. So make sure that you're taking at least one step today to feel and experience the sense of power in your lives, in your career, in your business, in your families, and with your friends. And thanks for joining us. Have a beautiful day. Stay safe. And let's move forward with optimism and strength and hope together.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.